SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As a second shipment of aid to Palestinians in Gaza arriving, there are growing concerns about hunger and a possible famine. Here's Karen Chamas.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at srnnews.com, a voter fraud conviction has been overturned.
A Texas appeals court has overturned a Fort Worth woman's voter fraud conviction and 5-year prison term for casting an illegal provisional ballot. The court ruled that Crystal Mason did not know that being on probation for a previous felony conviction left her ineligible to vote in 2016. Mason says the 7 years of litigation have been an ordeal.
When I got the news yesterday, I was just overwhelmed with joy.
Mason's lawyers called the prosecution malicious and political. Motivated, attorney Allison Grinter.
This law has to be simplified, but I fear that it might be confusing on purpose.
An advocacy group says Texas leads the nation by disenfranchising 450,000 citizens.
An office manager at a weekly paper in Kansas, the latest employee to sue over the raid last year. Sherry Bentz alleges she was unlawfully detained and interrogated, had her cell phone seized at the Marion County Record. This is SRN News. Well, Democrats want, believe it or not, a new national holiday.
Legislation has been introduced on Capitol Hill that would establish March 10th as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Sponsored by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, the measure would, quote, celebrate the courage, compassion, and high-quality care that abortion providers offer to families across the U.S. The bill, which is unlikely to pass, is being described as a Democratic election year stunt. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An example of China's persecution of Christians, a pastor released from prison after 7 years but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services because his government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao was arrested in 2017. While returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. This is SRN News. Not so free radio.
The president of the U.S.-funded broadcaster says its Hong Kong bureau has been closed because of safety concerns under a new national security law, deepening worries about the city's media freedoms. Pei Fang, the president of RFA, says the radio will no longer have full-time staff in Hong Kong, although it would retain its official media registration. She says actions by Hong Kong authorities, including referring to RFA as a, quote, foreign force, raise serious questions about its ability to operate safely under the new law. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Environmental groups in Indonesia continue to point to deforestation, worsening the effects of natural disasters like landslides and floods. Since 1950, more than 74 million acres of rainforest logged and burned for the development of palm oil, paper, and rubber plantations. More details at srnnews.com.